This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at New Relic. If you're like most environments, you probably have an incredibly complicated architecture, which means that monitoring it is going to take a dozen different tools, and then we get into the advanced stuff. We all have been there and know that pain, or will learn it shortly, and New Relic wants to change that. They've designed everything you need in one platform, with pricing that's simple and straightforward, and that means no more counting hosts. You also can get one user and 100 gigabytes per month totally free. To learn more, visit newrelic.com. Observability made simple. We're currently hiring a content writer to write additional things here at the last week in AWS offices. Our writing prompt for that role asks the applicant to write a small piece about what the most underappreciated AWS service is. Since I don't ask people to complete interview challenges I'm not willing to go through myself, here's my submission. Everyone appreciates, or at least fears, S3, DynamoDB, EC2, and, as of last week, Kinesis. But almost nobody appreciates the breathtaking complexity and disturbing accuracy of the AWS billing system. In fact, you could easily be forgiven for forgetting that that's a service at all. If you want to bypass the console, great, you can use Terraform or CloudFormation. If you want to bypass IAM, you can do everything with your root account credentials. Holy God, don't do that. But you aren't going to bypass the AWS billing system, even if you never leave the always free tier. The billing system takes a boatload of raw data tied to every API call that you make within AWS, and then distills it down into the cost and usage reports, the legacy detailed billing reports, whatever godforsaken format Cost Explorer uses for its data, and, as your accounting group is painfully well aware, an invoice that shows up like clockwork every month. Think about what it takes to achieve that. Now think about what it takes to be able to achieve that, but also go back to raw data in order to prove a given bill segment's accuracy years later. You can't cheat and take rounding shortcuts here. If you go back and regenerate customer visible billing data from the source data, it absolutely has to match to the penny. If someone finds a pricing bug in a single customer's favor, someone at AWS has to be given the tools to find every customer who was impacted and issue a credit. Think about the sheer scale of this system. Imagine the levels of complexity that must exist to make this work. And then let's bolt on an uncomfortable truth that's likely very near and dear to every engineer who touches this system. Every single customer uses it, but not a single customer would object if the service broke and stopped charging them. Because who thanks engineers who work on billing systems? If you're looking to wind up standing up infrastructure but don't want to spend 6 months going to cloud school first, consider Linode. They've been doing this far longer than I have. They're straightforward to get started with. Their support is world-class. You'll get an actual human empowered to handle your problem rather than passing you off to someone else like some ridiculous game of ticket tennis. And they are cost competitive with any other provider out there with better performance in almost every case. Visit linode.com/morningbrief to learn more. That's linode.com/morningbrief. Engineering is generally a pretty thankless job, but that goes double for the billing team. Why would someone choose to work on this rather than S3 or DynamoDB given the option? It's got huge quantities of data. Sure, but so does Kinesis, and people don't shout at you when they find out that you worked on that thing in quite the same way. Stepping aside from AWS for a minute, it's rumored that the folks who work on core payments code at Stripe are incentivized to work on it, because core payment stuff is boring, but incredibly important. You have to bonus people or give them some incentive to focus on that. It'll never be appreciated, but it absolutely has to be done, and done super well. Despite whatever agile process you claim to adopt or have adopted, everything that touches payments is waterfall. Fight me on that. Well, I don't have any inside knowledge about AWS billing staff turnover. Almost everyone I got to know at reInvent, AWS's own version of Cloud Next, 2 years ago, who works on that team, isn't there anymore. So that's my entry. And I'm curious to hear yours. If you're interested in writing content for Last Week in AWS that showcases your personality and technical expertise, visit duckbillgroup.com, click on careers, and apply for the role. We'd love to have you on board and look forward to seeing which AWS service you think deserves more recognition and why. And then continuing this conversation from there.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.